Okay, joining us now on the line from India, we have Dr. Ajay Lele, a senior fellow working with Space Security and Strategic Technologies at the Institute for Defense Studies and Analysis. Dr. Lele, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you.
Now, China has successfully launched the Senzo 12, its first manned mission in 5 years. Tell us about this mission and what makes it special.
I think this is a very interesting mission launched by China. Actually, I can say that it is a feather in a cap as far as China's space program is concerned. Way back in the year 2003, China launched first mission, Shenzhou 5, when Chinese astronauts, they called them as taikonauts, went to the space. So that was the first endeavor of China's persons visiting to the outer space. And over a period of time, China has successfully undertaken few more missions, the human missions. In fact, one of the missions, they had a lady astronaut too. China has got a long-term plan of establishing a space station. The way we have got International Space Station, on the similar lines, China is planning to develop a space station, and this station is expected to be completed in next year. The first part of this space station was launched in the month of April. That part was there in the space. And now China has launched a crewed mission where three Chinese astronauts have gone, linked with this part of a space station. And now they are expected to stay over there for coming 3 months. Their essential job will be to ensure bringing up this space station, because there will be two more parts of the space station which will be followed. Then only the space station will become complete. But now China is putting the so-called house which they have put out into the space in order. So that is the basic primary task of these three astronauts.
Now, in May, China became the second country to put a rover on Mars. Any update on that mission?
That mission is going very successfully. It was a very long mission because reaching to the Mars itself takes a lot amount of time, around a time of 7 to 8 months. So China had launched a spacecraft along with a rover and a lander system that went in the orbit of a Mars. It stayed into the orbit of a Mars for 1 or 2 months, took sufficient amount of observations. They had a pre-designated landing site, and they have successfully landed their rover and a lander mission on that landing site. And their rover, which was in the belly of a lander, had come out successfully and is now moving on to the Martian surface and picking up observations. Recently, NASA has picked up a photograph where they have identified this rover operating onto the surface of Mars. So that is also a very successful mission by China in recent times.
2 years ago, China landed the first spacecraft on the far side of the moon. What is on their side? There seems to be a lot of theories and conspiracy theories.
No, you see, space has been always, there are people who always find certain amount of a conspiracy. If you go back to the history, even the first human landing on the moon, that is of Neil Armstrong, people said that actually it never happened. But these are conspiracy theories. We have got enough amount of evidence available where all these crafts have successfully landed onto the surface of the moon. So China has got a very long-term program of looking at what we call as a deep space. That means the objects which are more than 100,000 kilometers away from the Earth's surface are supposed to be in the deep space arena. So your moon, which is around 390,000 kilometers away, your Mars, which is further away, become the objects into the deep space. So China has got a long-term plan of looking at moon and Mars. Recently, they have collaborated with Russia and come out with a very long program of looking at a moon differently. They want to establish a station over there, either in the vicinity of a moon or onto the surface of the moon. So this particular mission which you are talking, which got spaceborne 2 years back, is again a successful mission. They have a rover called Chang'e 4, which is successfully operating onto the surface of the moon. In fact, it has overshot its design time also, but still it is working very fine.
Finally, very quickly, is China now ahead of the US in the space race? And then how long before space tourism becomes a reality?
I personally don't feel so that China could, it could be said that China is ahead of the US. China has got a good program as compared to the US, but NASA is there for quite some time now. NASA has got various successful programs. Recently, they have launched a very major program onto the surface of the Mars. So if you just compare China's program on the Martian surface and NASA's program, NASA has already put a helicopter also onto the surface of the Mars. So US program is definitely much ahead of China. But yes, China is catching up. And what China is smartly doing is that they are concentrating only into few areas, because it is extremely difficult to catch up with the NASA's program, because it is a very old program and it has been a successful program. There's been a lot amount of funding which has been made available to it. So it's difficult to catch up with NASA in every field. So China is concentrating on 2 to 3 fields, that is moon mission, Mars mission, and now they are establishing their own space station also. Because as far as International Space Station is concerned, even Russia is a member of International Space Station, but NASA has got a policy of not collaborating with China. So there was no one who was engaging China as far as International Space Station was concerned. That's why China has established its own space station. So China's focus is on moon and Mars missions and space station. So in these areas, one can say that it is competing with the US. But definitely, I will not go with an argument that China has overtaken the US. US space program is pretty strong program.
Dr. Ajay Lele, thank you so much for your time.